Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday. The administrative assistant to the Lamar's Community High School Guidance, Counseling, and Activities Departments was given the school district's Employee of the Month honors during a ceremony held Friday morning. Amy Schmidt has been an employee of the Lamar's Community School District for the past 4 years. She was nominated for the honor by Judd Copperroot and Melissa Hill. That nomination reads in part that Amy Schmidt is one of the most organized, detailed, hardworking employees in the entire school district. She makes everything flow smoothly in the guidance office and with activities at the high school. Amy exemplifies what dedication should be in an employee, and the Lamar's community is fortunate to benefit from her working in our school system. Many students appreciate Amy and all that she does for them, and building relationships with those students is definitely a strength that Amy possesses. Amy Schmidt has also taken on an active role in volunteer positions within our school district and our community, which shows that her commitment to the Lamar's Community School. Our school system and community are stronger with someone like Amy working with us, and we appreciate Amy, and we are grateful that we have the privilege of working with her each day. Our congratulations are extended to Amy Schmidt for being named as the school district's Employee of the Month. Now, the woman who was an accomplice in the 2018 Lamar's bank robbery has been sentenced to federal prison. Karen Merrick was sentenced to 30 months in prison Thursday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. She had previously pleaded guilty to being an accomplice of Philip White, who robbed the Iowa State Bank of Lamar's in December of 2018. White was sentenced to 12 years in prison last November. Law enforcement officials apprehended White and Merrick just a short time after that robbery. The pair had used a U-Haul truck as their getaway vehicle. They were ordered to pay restitution of $16,190 to the bank, which has been returned, and more than $5,000 to the U-Haul company. Two former officers at a Northwest Iowa agricultural cooperative have pleaded not guilty to federal fraud charges. The Sioux City Journal reports that Kenneth Earp and Calvin Deal entered those pleas Thursday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Prosecutors say that they too directed Farmers Cooperative Society workers in Sioux Center to layer higher level or higher value soybeans over oats and grain bins and in trucks, and then concealed the scheme from customers and federal inspectors. Prosecutors say that the scheme led to an overvaluing of the co-op's grain inventory in order to influence a lender's action on a loan. Lamar's residents were recently sent a saltwater survey by city officials. Lamar City Administrator Jason Vissera says that the purpose for the survey is to find a way to reduce the amount of chloride or salt in the city's water after it is released from the wastewater treatment plant and back into the Floyd River. Vissera says that the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is giving the city until November of 2023 to come up with a plan.
We sent the survey out through the mail, and it's on our city website. So citizens can do it two different ways. Reason for it is just over a year ago, we received our updated wastewater permit through the DNR. And in that new permit are chloride limits. It regulates how much chloride can be in the stream when we discharge it into the Floyd. So it set those limits, and with past research, past study by McClure Engineering and testing that we do, we knew that our current discharge of chloride is at least double of what is our limit. So we knew something had to be done.
Vissera says that the DNR is requesting a plan of action by the city, and the water softener survey is just part of that plan.
So we had to submit a plan to the DNR outlining steps that we would do to get within compliance. And one of those steps is conducting a survey to find out what the potential chloride load, what the potential reduction could be if we addressed the softeners.
He says the majority of homes in Lamar's does use a water softener, since the city doesn't soften the water coming into Lamar's homes.
Right now, the city of Lamar's doesn't get it to your house in a softened state. you know, so people are used to a certain feel to the water. Achieve that feel by adding salt to it and softening it. So survey is to find out how many softeners are there. I mean, let's get a good number. The survey isn't going to be 100% correct, but find out who has softeners. Are they the older type softeners that regenerate a specific time every week, or are they the newer models that will only regenerate after you use it?
The city administrator says that when Lamar's constructed its wastewater treatment plant, it had provisions, if ever needed, to add a citywide softener system.
Well, the clear step is that the city soften it to a point. We can't soften it to zero, but when we built, water treatment plant was built, it was built in anticipation of someday having to put in a hardness reduction process. So that's one area we could do something. As we take the raw water out of the ground, it comes with a certain hardness to it already. Then we would go through a process of either ion exchange or osmosis or lime, just like you do in your home, the salt. So a lime process to reduce it down to a certain grain of hardness. So we can do it that way. We can take it down. It would still get to people's homes, and they, you know, if they still want it softer, then, I mean, you'd still need a softener. So that's probably the easiest process.
Becerra gave assurances that the problem is not solely on the residents of Lamar's, but that our industries and businesses also have contributed to the high salt levels in our water. He says the city also wants to learn how much salt is in the Floyd River from sources upstream of Lamar's. City officials ask that those water softener surveys be returned to City Hall by February 21st. And that is a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.